USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thank you, New Jersey!
No, that's not Bruce Springsteen, but it is the newly reelected New Jersey governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, celebrating last night after Tuesday's election results finally came into focus. It appears he has won with a lead of under 20,000 votes as of now over the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, a New Jersey Assembly member. Governor Murphy celebrating with supporters last night.
The first Democratic governor reelected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Byrne, did this in 1977.
A mass shooting suspect behind bars in Virginia after police say he opened fire on five women last night in Richmond. They say he shot one woman first and then four more who tried to help the initial victim. Three women died, two survived, now in a hospital. And again, he's behind bars. And this is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
President Biden is applauding final approval of COVID-19 Pfizer vaccines for kids ages 5 through 11.
Today's a great day for American parents and American families and American children. We've taken a giant step forward to further accelerate our path out of this pandemic.
Another day and more news concerning a John Deere workers' strike, as now the United Auto Workers Union likely won't be getting a better labor contract offer. As on Wednesday, a spokesperson said the most recent offer, which included a 10% raise and increased benefits, would be the best and final offer the union's getting. 55% of the UAW workers rejected that contract offer earlier this week. Thousands of workers in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas still on strike. They say until an agreement is met. Starbucks rolls out new holiday cups today as the chain is starting to serve up their holiday drinks, including its first non-dairy holiday offering. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A warning issued by the top House Republican that Democrats should expect to lose dozens of seats next year. California's Kevin McCarthy noting that Democrats did lose more than five dozen seats in the 2010 election, the last time Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House during midterms. McCarthy claimed more than 70 seats held by Democrats now will be competitive in next year's midterm elections, just about a year from right now. His prediction coming after Republican Glenn Youngkin won the Virginia governor's race against a Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, who used to hold that office. Dick's Sporting Goods is teaming up with Nike to integrate a new loyalty program. The two major retailers announcing that they're going to ramp up efforts to work together in a series of steps, and the first one involves linking Nike's loyalty program to Dick's membership that allows customers to shop for exclusive Nike shoes and apparel on Dick's website. That partnership will, they say, eventually include in-person workout events at Dick's locations. And an exotic dancer in Texas who uses a pet monkey as part of her act has deleted a series of posts on social media suggesting the primate bit a trick-or-treater on Halloween. Danielle Thomas deleted a string of tweets that said her monkey was in a cage at a haunted house at the time. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.